Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Korach, in the first Shabbos of Chodesh Tammuz, the month in which we feel a special longing for Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash. May we be zeched to be there very soon. Let me start with a not well-known Vilna Gaon that actually comes from the Gra on the Haggadah. Let me begin with the Parsha. Rashi in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Dalet, says that after the incident of Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu had a sense of Yiyush. He said, "Kvar zeh sirchein revi'i." This is already the fourth time that there's been a major event of rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the Egel, it says, "Vayechal Moshe, Moshe Davin." By the Misaininin, it says, Vayispal Moshe, Moshe Davin. By the Meraglim, number three, it says, Vayyemer Moshe El Hashem, Shamu Mitzrayim. But, by Mechalekos Yishol Kairas of Drashi, Misrash Lo Yodai. He felt weak. He said the fourth time, that's a problem. What is the segula of a fourth time? Why is a fourth time particularly a problem? There's no doubt that Chazal got this from the Nevuah of Amos. Amos's Nevuah, part of which is in Parshas Vayeshev, is a Nevuah of Al Shloisha Chatois Moyav Val Arba Lo Yashivenu. And then Al Shloisha Chatois Yehuda Val Arba Lo Yashivenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, three Averis, I can sometimes look the other way or not be so strict. But the fourth one, that's very serious. What is the seriousness of the fourth one, Dafka? The Gra, as I said, in the Haggadah of the Gra, Dibra Maslo di Acholu Avasana, near the beginning of the Haggadah, says a fascinating klal. He says, B'chol makayim hashlishi kailel haravias. It says that the fourth is always connected to the first three. Three and four are always connected. The words are somewhat mysterious, as is the derech of the Gra. And when the Gra says things like that, that when you have a number four, you'll notice that the third is kailal the four, and we don't know what it means. The derech of a Gra is that the more you think about it, the more you see that, of course, he's right. When I first saw his words, that the fourth is always connected to the three, I wondered what it meant. Then I started thinking, Abba Yedeya, who knows Abba? Abba Imais, Sarah is by herself, Eishas Avraham. Rivka is by herself, Eishas Yitzchak. The third and the fourth, Rachel and Leah, are intertwined. So three and four are intertwined. We have four Tanesim in the year, beginning with Tzem Gedalia, which stands by itself. Asar B'Tavis, which stands by itself. Then Shavasa B'Tavis and Tisha B'Av go together. They're the beginning and end of what we call Bein HaMetzarim of the 3 weeks. So there's some sort of connection from the third to the fourth. We have four Yamim Tovim in a year. Pesach stands by itself. Shavuot stands by itself. Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres are somehow intertwined. Again, we find, as the Gra says, B'chol Mokai Mashlishi Kailal HaRavias. The third and fourth are connected one to the other. The Arba Avis Nezikin, Maman HaMazik. Bar is for itself. Eish is for itself. Shein and Regal are actually intertwined. They're two of the same type, the same dinim, the same halachis. The same thing is true about the Arba Kaisais at the Pesach Seder. The first is by itself, the second by itself. The third and the fourth have a halacha that you're not allowed to be mafsik between the third and the fourth kais. Again, three and four are intertwined. Now still, we see that three and four are intertwined, but the depth of the meaning, I think, is somehow lost on us. However, there is a deeper understanding. A muad is when an animal gores three times. The third is connected to the fourth in the sense that the animal becomes a muad at the third, but doesn't pay nezek shalem until the fourth. So that the third is sort of a preparation for the fourth. The third makes it a mu'ud. The fourth pays nezek shalom. The same thing, if you buy land, you get a chazaki after 3 years. What does that do? The three is a preparation for the four. In the fourth year, you don't have to keep your shtar anymore. So the fourth feeds off the first three. Coming back to Parshas Korach, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Zion, Adam ova avera pamachas meichlon lai. Pam shnia meichlon lai. Pam shliyish is meichlon lai. The fourth time, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, al arba lo yashivenu. The idea being that if someone does an avera three times, he's got to break off from his bad habits. He can't let it become the accepted practice the way he is. It's sort of a warning. The mu'id is a warning. You do three times, you're going to kick. The fourth time, it's going to happen automatically. The same thing. Three times, you talk during Chazaras Hashatz. You better stop. Otherwise, it's going to happen automatically. You're going to be a mu'id to it. It's a whole different animal when it's a tam that was in a bad mood and kicked, as opposed to a mu'id, an animal that's already a kicker, so to speak. It becomes the person himself. So that if a person does something wrong once, twice, a third time, you have to catch yourself. You have to cut it off. Because the one, two, and three make the fourth. They make that, God forbid, the fourth time, the person becomes an avarian. He becomes someone who does averis. And the warning is, catch it early. Catch it quickly. When the three leads to the four, the connection of the three and the four makes it something of significance, of permanence. Kevar zeh sirchein revi, the fourth time, that's tzaris. And so this is a lesson, an understanding from the Gra regarding this Rashi in this week's parasha. For my second offering of the day, I'd like to talk about a Dover Klali, a general idea about the Aveir of Korach. Chassidim say, "Unze Hele Gezei de Korach." Korach, his sin was in wanting more, in wanting a higher level to be Kayan Gadol, to be Kayanim, wanting more Kedusha. It was a bitul of Mechitas, it was a breaking down of boundaries. Very dangerous in life to ignore boundaries, but there are two types of people that ignore boundaries. There are people who are Balei Taiva. There are people like Amalek, they have personal desires, and therefore they sort of stand at the edge of the roof. They don't look at the boundary, and they're likely to fall off. That's the Avarion who ignores boundaries. However, there are people who, with good intention, who want more Kedusha, and they're striving to be higher, and they break boundaries. Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Harsina, Hagbir Lesahar, put a boundary around the mountain. Jews are going to want to push and break the boundary and go up. The Palm said that he never raised his voice to a Talmud as a Rebbe except once. Once there was a Talmud who was learning well, who said to Rav Palm, I think when the Chofetz Chaim was my age, he was greater than me. Rav Palm said he got upset at the boy. He said, the Chofetz Chaim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a Chofetz Chaim to Klal Yisrael once in many generations. Who are you comparing yourself to? Part of the curse of Yemei HaMashiach is Na'orim Pnei Zekenim Yalbinu. Literally, that means that young people will not be respectful of their elders. Taken in a different way, part of Na'orim Pnei Zekenim Yalbinu is when people who should be striving to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on their level are pressed by the Yetzirah to want more, to want to be Pnei Zekenim. They feel themselves as great as the Zekenim. It's a very, very dangerous thing. Remember, there was once a star basketball player here in our country, the best basketball player in basketball. He decided he would become a professional baseball player for the Chicago White Sox, remember? He was in one Chicago team for basketball. He decided to be a baseball player. He thought he's a great athlete. He'll be a star baseball player, too. What a flop. What an embarrassment. They came. They filled the stands to see him strike out. A flop. What was his mistake? He ignored the boundaries. He had certain abilities, and he convinced himself that he can get greater ability. All right. Not much harm done. He struck out. At least he got the fans into the stadium, which is what matters in baseball. However, by us, we have people. They have a big tshuka, a big desire to be closer to Hashem. So what does the Yetzer Hara do? Yetzer Hara tells them, learn Kabbalah. Learn Kabbalah, learn Kabbalah. It takes their drive, breaks down boundaries, and wants them to do more. And that's a mistake. A person has to know where he's at. A person has to know where he's holding. Can't fool yourself. Can't sacrifice excellence in learning because you say, I'm not there. However, the Yetzer Hara, if he can't tell you stop learning, he'll tell you learn, 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 learn until you drop from exhaustion. That was Kairach. Kairach had a desire, a tshuka for greatness. But what did he do? He pushed too much. And from pushing too much, he failed forever. And he brought down many in Klal Yisrael with him. And so, we have here two lessons. One lesson regarding your mistakes. It happens once, twice, a third time. Catch yourself before you become a Shor HaMoed. And one, regarding our desire for greatness. There are boundaries. Stick with your boundaries. Know your boundaries. Grow one step at a time. You don't go up a ladder by jumping. You go up a ladder by going one step at a time. And that's our job. And with that wonderful piece of advice, I urge you all to go into the summer with extra siddurim on Shabbos. Shabbos afternoon is made for learning. Remember once upon a time, 4:30 was Shkia, and you went to Shul for Micha by 4:30. Go by 4:30 now as well. Shkia is 8:30. That gives you 4 hours. It's a wonderful 4 hours to be used for good things. Make use of your Shabbos afternoons. Make use of your summer. Let it be a summer of Aliyah for all of us. A good Shabbos to one and all.